southwestern New Mexico territory several weeks earlier. The two men on the wagon kept glancing around nervously as the vehicle rolled down a fairly steep mountain trail toward the plains below, where the settlement of Purgatory was located. Four men on horseback rode with the wagon, two ahead and two behind. They were equally wary. They had good reason to be worried. In the back of the wagon, covered with canvas, was a cargo of gold bullion from the San Francisco mine, named after the mountains that loomed above them and the river that ran through the valley to the east. They didn't have to be concerned about just any would-be thief who came along, though. In these parts, one group seemed to hold a monopoly on lawlessness, the gang of kill-crazy bandits led by Billy Ray Gilmore. It had gotten to the point that not many men wanted the job of accompanying those shipments. The chore was just too blasted dangerous these days. Jason True had been forced to double the wages these men were going to collect for taking the gold to Purgatory. Beads of sweat stood out on their faces as they headed down the trail toward Purgatory, and that didn't have anything to do with the heat.
They always hit in the mountains.
The speaker was the driver of the wagon, Chet Simmons.
If we can make it to the flats, we'll be all right.
The shotgun guard next to him, Jack Whitfield, swallowed hard and tightened his grip on the double-barreled weapon he held across his lap.
How much longer before we're down from here?
20 minutes, maybe. Can't rush those mules. Steep as the trail is, we try and go too fast, the wagon will get away from us. Wouldn't want to run over those boys riding ahead of us.
Yeah, don't want to get ambushed either.
Something made Whitfield turn his head and look up to the left. The slope in that direction ran upward for maybe 100 feet before it leveled off into a narrow shoulder. A few pretty good-sized boulders perched on the edge of that shoulder. As Whitfield watched, one of those boulders moved, rocking back and forth for a second and then overbalancing, toppling forward to roll down the mountainside.
Look out, Chet!
The two outriders in front of the wagon jerked back on their reins and wheeled their mounts, which was a mistake. More rocks were already crashing down toward the wagon and the men accompanying it. Simmons brought the wagon to a halt. One of the fallen rocks landed on the wagon team. Another was headed straight for the driver's seat. Simmons and Whitfield dived off the vehicle. Whitfield looked in the direction of the shots and saw half a dozen riders charging down at them. The two remaining outriders were quickly cut down.
Simmons! What do we... Stop!
Looks like you're out of luck, amigo.
Billy Ray, this is too damn much like work.
Duke Rudd and the other men loaded bullion into pouches slung over the backs of the pack mules they'd brought down the trail.
First, some of us have to sweat like field hands levering those boulders off the rim up there. And now we got to tote all this heavy gold. Now, if the team hadn't gotten squashed, we could have just turned the wagon around and hauled the loot away in it.
Unfortunately, you can't really aim a boulder too well. We knew we'd probably have to pack the bullion out. That's why we were ready.
I know. And I reckon I shouldn't complain about having to tote gold. It's just we're outlaws. Idea is we take what we want from other folks so we don't have to work for it ourselves.
That's true. But there's one thing you've got to remember, Duke. Nothing's free in this world. You may think you've had a fortune fall right in your lap and it's all due to good luck. But somehow, sometime, you've still got to pay a price for it. We're paying that price today by having to load up this gold.
Well, some of us are paying it.
My part of the pan was coming up with the idea in the first place.
Well, how much you reckon this bullion's worth?
Plenty. It was worth the lives of 5 men, I know that much. And here's the best part. There's more where that came from.